This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Razak, R-A-Z-A-K, first name Arisika, A-R-I-S-I-K-A, date of birth November 2nd, 1948, date of evaluation September 12th, 2024. The chief complaint, leg pain. The HPI. The patient is a 75-year-old female with multiple medical problems. She is known to have history of peripheral vascular disease, hypothyroidism, hypercholesterolemia, and hypertension. Today, she complained of symptoms of claudication. She had actually been referred for vascular evaluation previously and underwent angiogram of the lower extremities. She underwent right correction. She presented for surgical evaluation on July 11, 2024 with symptoms of severe PAD and disabling claudication, at which time she underwent ultrasound-guided access left common femoral artery, She was found to have a 100% occlusion of the distal superficial femoral artery and above the knee popliteal artery lesion cross, However, re-entry to the lumen from the sub-intimal space was not possible, She was noted to have runoff at the anterior tibial distally, but further noted to have diffusely atherosclerotic disease of the peroneal and the posterior tibial proximally, The patient was anticipated to have balloon angioplasty, She apparently did undergo right SFA with 3 millimeter balloon angioplasty, The patient returned to my office stating that the procedure was not able to be completed and she is requesting a second opinion. She is requesting a referral to Stanford, The patient otherwise is doing well, She continues with some symptoms of claudication. She has been trying to exercise but has not been referred to an exercise program, The patient denies history of cigarette smoking, She is an associate professor in a university setting, The past medical history includes one, arthritis, neck number Graves' disease, diagnosed January 1992. She is now hypothyroid, neck number palpitations, neck number hypercholesterolemia, neck number hypertension, neck number joint pain, neck number seizure disorder, neck number neuromuscular disorder, neck number vision abnormalities. the past surgical history includes discectomy of the cervical spine, the medication, amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, ARMOUR, thyroid, 15 milligrams BID, Brilinta, 60 milligrams BID, cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams nightly, estradiol, 0.01 milligram vaginal cream, apply at bedtime, Zetia, 10 milligrams daily, fluticasone propionate, 110 microgram actuation, 2 puff BID, icosapentaethyl, 1 gram BID, Nabetrix, 50 milligrams daily, olmesartan, 20 milligrams daily, oxybutynin, i.e. ditropan, 5 milligrams BID, rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams daily, Keppra, 1,000 milligrams BID. The allergies, gantrecin, next number Dilantin, family history, father with stomach cancer, mother shot and killed at 79. She has history of leukemia and breast cancer. Social history, she notes rare alcohol use, but no cigarette or drug use. As noted, she is a professor, correction, an associate professor, period. She previously worked as a midwife, period. Review of systems, neurologic. She has vertigo and history of seizures, respiratory. She has had dyspnea worsened with exertion, cardiovascular. She has TAD, genitourinary, she has frequency and urgency, gastrointestinal, she has constipation, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 130/73, pulse 95, respiratory rate 18, weight 152 pounds, height 67 inches. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Exam otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 75-year-old female with history of hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, hypothyroidism, and PAD, period. She apparently is status post angioplasty with unsuccessful revascularization, period. The patient continues with symptoms of claudication, period. The plan, the restart Zetia 10 milligrams 1 PO daily, number 90, Crestor 20 milligrams 1 PO daily, number 90, period. In addition, start Cilostazole, CILOSTAZOL, 100 milligrams PODID. Enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily. Xarelto, 2.5 milligrams PODID. Continue amlodipine 10 milligrams daily. Continue Vascepa. Discontinue Brilinta, period. Brilinta apparently was given for lesions in the brain, period. Patient apparently was noted to have white matter lesions on imaging study, period. Neurology had subsequently prescribed Brilinta, period. I have discussed the case with neurology, and as there was no guideline-directed use for the Brilinta in this situation, it has been discontinued, period. As noted, she has been started on celecoxib, low-dose aspirin, and low-dose Xarelto, period. She is to be referred to Stanford for further intervention. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.